Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up and running. Caliban say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming.
Good night and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. 8:30 p.m. Every Friday except holidays. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC at 422-GR96. Or you can look us up, Cable of Bahamas, 969, and listen live, or ITV. And I want to say it's a pleasure again for all the listeners that take the time out to listen to Guardian Radio, but especially listen inside the many shows and those who especially listen to Inside Inner City. I appreciate you 150% for all the word of advice and thanks you give me as I walk through the community and around town. I want to say a special good night to each and every one of you. Tonight in studios, we wanted to do something different. You know, there's a lot going on in the country, but, you know, we still got to move on with life and make talk show, a lively talk show for those who are listening. You know, we do a lot of extensive inside work. We talk a lot of stuff that's happening in the country. But most importantly, you know, we really want to bring this country back again to a fun country. And there's so much talent available in the country, but we're just letting the talent, not say go to waste. The talent is trying their best to get the financial assistance they need to take them to the next level. And what we do on Inside Inner City, we like to promote them. Well, when you listen to the show, when it began, you heard Baton. And that is a Bahamian who wrote that. I don't know who the director is, or I don't know who the writer is, but I think it's the director and the writer in the studios. I don't know, it could be all in one. But it shows you how creative Bahamians are. So we have two wonderful gentlemen in studios. We have two Rastas in studios, you know, who sing positive tunes. If you listen to the music around the world today, you could see where many of the old artists in Jamaica is now telling the new generation now they're talking too much in the rap industry. They're talking too derogatory stuff about females, talking about killing and murders and stuff like that. And their music is selling, but it's causing a disruption around the world. It's causing violence. It's causing the family structure to be destroyed because the music is essence of the heart. Music's supposed to be pure. Love music changed the heart. Culture music makes you think about the universe and what is your future. You know, it puts you in a different space. Violent music, talking about woman underneath and killing and all that stuff, puts a bad vibe in you and have bad intentions. That's why the nightclub them can't stay, a fun night, because the music you play, this interferes on how we perform and how we act. And, you know, they said that the angel Lucifer, he was the thing of my music. And he used to keep the father, in a peaceful mood, just like King David. You know, what he was to Saul. It quenches the heart. Whatever comes out of the mouth, once it's pure, it can cleanse the heart. Music makes you relax. So we have some professional in studios who sing positive music. And, you know, he sing different types of music, but it's more culture, more love. And it's music that we need to promote in the country. We have guests coming to our shores. There's no entertainment in Nassau, New Providence. And we have talented artists right here in Nassau, New Providence. And to prove it, not to prove it, it's already been done. You listened early in the show where you heard the beginning of the show, the intern, where I have that person who sing that song in studios today. He has been a regular guest on studios. He hasn't been in the studio for two, three years. But I make it an occurrence to help people who are doing great to see how far their career is going and what is the next step. And I want to invite him on today. And he also brought his brethren, you know, support. What brethren again?
Jatora.
Yeah. Enough respect, Jatora. So I appreciate at short notice that you guys came in today with Maestros in Studios. And unless you guys introduce yourself, then Maestro going to play my police song after you introduce yourself.
I represent Beaming people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Binton, bro. Boy, I from Binton, bro. Don't take no bath talk, no bribe, or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke, Binton, bro.
Yeah, so
Thiago.
All is good, man. I appreciate that. That's
good
a wonderful song. You know, a nice team for us in the inner city, you know. And let me ask you a question. What inspired you to actually write a song about Binton? And that specifically, what reflects on us, what is happening to the females, what is happening in our community, in the inner city community, and the family, Alan?
Well, for me, Binton is like, we hear a song. Like, a lot of places I travel, and even in the Bahamas, like people I meet, who would we say high society, or you know, you just have some people that feel like the school they've been to, their education is better, you know, the food that was on the table is better, the house that they live in is better, you know, the neighbor that they grew up in is better. So all in all, like, Binton got this staple, like, this the trash, this the bottom bowl. So I wanted to show people in the neighborhood and young dudes who are younger than me that, hey, be proud of where you come from, no matter where it is. You know what I mean? Don't make you a less of a person because you don't grow up in life at Key, or because you don't been to a private school, or because you don't have a college education. You know what I mean? You could still be able to strive, be positive, and obtain things within doing so, you know. So Binton is more like to give the people in my neighborhood, in my area. Binton is where I grew up. That's my stomping ground. You know, that's my life key for me. That's how I did feel growing up.
Wow, amazing. And you brought your partner. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Bliss.
Yeah, man, it's always a pleasure, you know what I mean? I always say to myself, sometimes you don't come prepared for certain things, but because of the level of what's happening around us, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's always in you to speak about something that you generally find distasteful, or it don't settle well with you, or you know what I mean? But differently, Jatora, you know what I mean? I grew up right in the Farrington Road, chipping arm, being down area, same way, always traveling those borderlines as well myself too. Dealing with this music for a little while now.
How long?
27 years.
27, wow.
Yeah.
You're still at it.
Yeah. I mean, but differently, you know what I mean? It's growing, and I see a lot of changes, a lot of different things happening. It was time to take advantage of those opportunities while I stay around too. Music is growing, and you will want to get on board wise. You know what I mean? The opportunity is there. You know what I mean? Differently. It's always growth. You know what I mean? Positivity, you know what I mean? You got to learn to connect with the people. Me as an artist, I try to do that in my best way as possible, you see what I'm saying? So.
Awesome. So, I want to show the people the talent. And this is one of my favorite songs, and I'm not going to let my show take it from there. But I just want the people to listen to this song. This is one of my favorite songs. I listen. This reflects on us, what happened in the city community, you know. When my show gave me this a few years ago, I couldn't stop laughing, you know, because this is us. So, Mr. Producer, if you would do us the honor of playing one of my show hits. This is a bit on. How long now, my show?
Well, it's too long.
Too long. But anyway, listen too to this. Long. This is what is happening in our society. Go ahead, Mr. Producer. Be talented and creative.
Yes.
Let them off and search me and arrest me. Come like them bubbling boy one Hogan caress me. I'm Mr. Officer, what's the story? I him say shot a boy before, wanna be sorry. So them search me and search violently. In the middle of the night, them come so silently. I'm Mr. Officer, who give the authority for come kicking that me door. Now, hello, is it me you're searching for? Hello, I can't take this anymore. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Hello, why are you digging up my floor? So they carry me down at the station. So they want to ask me some more information. Him said, son, are you Haitian or Jamaican? I said, no, officer, I'm an African. He said, I see your eyes up. Why he a kill box, make a talk box. Before the morning light, me know you're not lost. We spotted them gon' beat your little ass. Now, hello, is it me you're searching for? Hello, I can't take this anymore. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Hello, why are you digging up my floor? As morning break, I feel my eyes, them start lift. Me hear new voices, so me know them machine shift. Send them sliding up plate to make my nose stiff. And when me look upon the plate, I miss the egg and grits. And me say, no, officer, I'm on a eat this. I'm on a real wrestler, man, me just a dog this. Him said, son, what's your name? And I said, my show. He said, I heard your song, recession on the radio. Me say, yeah, no, officer, they make a mistake. Me not gonna sell the marriage and me only intake. Last night, they come in and me also shake like earthquake. True, them know me a wrestler, man. Now, they're searching for country bun. Terrorizing me like the Taliban. Me now use me marriage if you sell it. Me only put me marriage on me jealous because smell it. Now, hello. Is it me you're searching for? Hello. I can't take this anymore. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Hello. Why are you digging up my floor?
Just amazing. And that's the talent in the Bahamas. And you heard him, it's him getting pulled over, getting searched, got locked up, go to the station, please ask him, and he get an interview. If he's a Haitian Jamaican.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna tell the story. You see.
Tell us a little bit about that. How you put the words together like that? So fluent, and it reflects on our life.
Well, that song, Shruchi, that came from a personal experience. It wasn't nothing for me to put together, but that situation, boy, I tell you, that at that time, mind you, where I heard Lionel Richie's song, Hello, right? So much times. And around that when the ordeal was taking place, that's the song that was playing.
Oh, wow.
And so after everything got sorted, they say, you know what? I told those officers that evening, I said, boy, all this we can make history, trust me. I got something for you. You'll terrorize me. on air, you know. But it else was doing their job still, but it was a mistaken identity, unfortunately.
But you was Rasta.
You know, yeah.
Call me coming in a minute.
So I just went in the studio and from the experience. I just recorded. That's one of the songs that I never write. That ain't no.
You never write that?
No, I never write that.
Wow, that's awesome.
Going in the studio on a beat. The beat, that particular beat, was produced by Charlie Brown, by the way. When I got that beat, the first time I heard it, it wasn't even finished.
Wow.
When I heard it originally.
So, so nice.
Instantly, that moment and that beat, I said, but what? These two things go together. Impressed with God, and that was history.
Wow, that's awesome. There's someone who really wants to make a comment. Okay, go ahead. You're on Inside Inner City.
Yeah, what I really want you to do is to say that song. I want you to explain that song to me as if I didn't understand it. Are you saying, is it your bead you're looking for? Could you just take all the lyrics out for me? Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
The song, all right, go ahead. The lyrics is, hello, is it weed you're looking for? The song is, hello, is it weed you're looking for? Hello, is it me you're looking for? You know, that's a spinoff of, I had an incident, like I said, the police, they were searching, they basically searched where I was living, searching car, everything, saying that they're looking for a suspect, so-and-so, bang.
So they use us. Right. They're looking for weed.
Say, yeah, we're looking for drugs and guns. You know how they come.
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking for drugs and guns. Rasta. Yeah.
Yes. So that's weed. You know? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
If it's weed, you're looking for.
And so my reply to them is, hello, is it weed you're looking for?
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. So I hope the caller gets that. That's wonderful. It's very creative. And you see people are very interested in the story because it sounds, you know, sounds very nice. The beat is perfect. Everything is just perfect. Wow, man. Just awesome. You know, Maestro, and see why I brought you guys in studios today is because we need entertainment back in the Bahamas. You know, if you look at Bay Street, you look at Over the Hill, you know, we have the parks. Why can't we get guys like yourself and, you know, sell the tickets, have a snipe in there, you know, and have artists line up, you know, like festivals, man, where we could have you guys put man in front of tourists that wants to see Bahamian culture, hear Bahamian music, you know, and how you explain it just now. That's a person who asks you, you know, explain that. So people are interested, and we got to change our culture, you know, what it really is for us to express ourselves, you know. It's really sickening to see all this talent in the country, high unemployment in this country, when we have so much talent, you know. Yeah. You know, you guys are magicians, and you're talented. You can listen to music. You know, they could be on a movie, you know. You know what I mean? When you come to Nassau, that could be one of the top songs, you know. And you can be in town and stuff, man. Just awesome, you know. You do some writing and singing, though?
Yeah.
You have anything we could play?
Well, I hopefully the Wi-Fi was up so I could actually have it up.
Wi-Fi up.
Okay. So we give you a second to do that. Yeah, and you can just go to the producer. Producer, we could get... Yeah, that's what we're talking about, you know. And we have the talent in the country, you know. Old Junkanoo Beach and stuff like that. We could have a small concert and giving these guys the $10,000, $5,000, $15,000, $20,000 and stuff like that. You know, just to entertain the tourists while they're on the beach. And then we could create some little small entertainment spot like I see downtown, you know, across from Sheraton. That's the balcony. And they're doing a fantastic job out there by bringing entertainers out there. So you can imagine we having you guys out there entertaining the guests that comes on our shores and they're hearing Bahamian authentic music. And we're branding you guys, you know? And that's what it's supposed to be, man. You know, let's create some employment for the citizens of our country who have talent, man. We can't let the grave have everything. They say the grave get everything. You know, that's two fantastic songs. It's now, you know, back to back and reflecting on Bahamian society.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so we getting there?
Well,
you want to...
I don't know if you like, we have one
It's whatever you guys want to do. Y'all decide. You just want the general public to see how talented Behemoth is. And these guys write their own music, their own beat.
Don't forget it. Okay. Find that then.
Okay.
Yeah, give him a minute.
Okay, he's going to send it to the producer.
Okay.
So I want to encourage artists out there, you know, you got to put your differences aside and understand that there's a cause and there's an opportunity for each and every one of you guys in this country. You just have to try to stick together. Some people I know it's difficult. It's, some people you're not going to work with. Let me just put it quite frankly. Some people's personality just absolutely stink, okay? They just, you can't work with them. So you don't have to bypass with that and work with people who you could work with. But the overall concept of this, you have to get together now as a team and try to make some of this.
Humility, man. Some people don't know how to humble themselves, you see. With the smallest form of progress in life,
go ahead, Ron.
We have people around us that make mistakes because of making this much progress, and they feel it's enough for them at that moment in time. They live on a high. And I've been around the music long enough in the Bahamas to see it myself. Artists need to humble themselves. The humility part is the way people actually gravitate to you more. If you have something to say, put it in your music. That's what the music is there for, to express yourself. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And that's the part artists should play, is expression.
Expression.
It's a form of expression.
Wow.
And when you take time to put the pen to paper as much, you could find that you could always dig deeper in yourself to make things resonate with people. The more you think about it, you could always make changes and adjustments. But the purity of the music comes from basically how you entirely feel towards the situation.
Wow.
You know, and most things that you say, the average person out there, it resonates with them because some of our experiences are very close.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's the sweet thing about music. When you could express it from that standpoint and someone feel it and gravitate to it, there's nothing else more genuine when someone could feel the energy you project through your music and they gravitate to that.
Oh, so, you know, I like Veronica Bishop. I mean, she sings this song, like you talk about the humility and the pureness, right? That she captivate the crowd. So I never really knew about her, but this one particular song, man, she made me laugh. Like, oh my, she song made me laugh. It's one and say, you come home with your hands swinging. Boy, look at me. You see the humility. Listen, how she sing that. I mean, she looked like she's all bust up, right? Like she's drunk. Yeah. But the way she's singing and she dancing, boy, look, I can stop killing myself. I say, I tell the guy in the bar, play it again because the way she's singing and all that, you come in with your hands, speaking, or you spend all your money and then go.
And it's the next thing. Artists live by a lot of things they experience in themselves. You know? Okay. So most music is self-experience. You're putting on paper and then expressing it back. Some artists need to be in, because of the type of genre music, they need to feed themselves certain things.
Wow.
For us, in a form of culture,
yes,
we need that humble space, that silence, that moment to think, because that's where our creativity comes from. Besides being a visual person in society as well, too, already experiencing and seeing what's happening.
Wow.
So we need that moment to relax, you know, in order to actually visualize how we can put this song together and already have a feel for a soundtrack that we feel this could actually fit on properly. Music is boiled down to science, and people who study it know it as well, too. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of diverse different things, you know what I mean? And expressing music is all about, like I say, how you feel. It ain't where you from. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you. I so feel you.
It's a Bahamian doing the music. It's done by a Bahamian. It's Bahamian music. How more authentic you want it to get? We have Bahamian rap, Bahamian reggae culture, Bahamian R&B, rake and scrape.
And they Bahamian, sound very nice.
Bahamian jazz, soul, but they're done by Bahamians. Until ourselves recognize that you have to respect the format of an individual's feeling. It'll be, you understand? We can understand the concept of, okay, I understand his expression, where he's coming from. He choose that genre of music to express himself. That's what he take in. Mm. That's what he grew on. That's what he listens to. If you might say, okay, what does European or white or people call country music? Country music for us is island music. That reek and scrape.
Yes, that's true.
Okay? Now, when you say country with culture, You're integrating Jonkanu now. Think about it. Because that's a part of a deeper culture that we was embedded with us, that grew with us now, that we still take part of today.
Yeah.
But Bahamian divinity is our rig.
And scrape.
Okay.
Yes.
You see how it mesh now?
Yes.
To make it make sense right in front of you. Now, yeah. When you involve yourself now, see, watch the different transitions this take. I'm now a Bahamian. But I want to do reggae or culture music. What bounds me and stop me from feeling that type of music? Which should give me the boundary line to say, okay, I cannot do that music. And music is a feeling.
It is.
A form of expression.
It is.
I go back to redefine. You understand what I'm saying in the first place? So where's the boundary?
There's no boundary.
Okay, so it's done by Bahamian. It's Bahamian reggae music.
It is. You know, and people want to hear those type of stuff because that's what we're looking for, but just that we're not presenting it to them, right, you know?
In the proper form at times.
Yeah.
But now music is now evolved.
Like you're saying, yes. And entertainment right now is what they're asking for us. Mm-hmm. The cruise ship companies, the Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper, you know, he was stating these things that we need entertainment to entertain the guests that comes to our show. And you guys are a talented set of people. You know, I listened to Wendy the other day. Man, I couldn't believe the girl said, everyone is talented. If you listen to my show music, but when you listen to Wendy, you talk about a different type of music. You talk about the rake and scrape. You talk about the what you call it, the jazz and different like that.
R&B.
R&B. Well, she is a good, like, mixed R&B, and I listened to her. I couldn't believe that was her. I thought that was a lady from...
She's a nice social singer. I think I heard one of her songs.
Yes, and she sings some great hits. So that's what we're talking about, you know, combine all that together. We can have so many different small concerts that could actually be big concerts to entertain ourselves and all, because we are bored.
Right.
You know, we bored. We have the government grant and stuff like that. We need to have festivals to attract people to come over there and et cetera, and to entertain the people, because everyone bored now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Maestro.
No. It's like a Achilles heel or a sprained ankle, right? They wouldn't heal. Because sadly enough, I didn't even want to talk about it, but it's a part of the culture too. Mm-hmm. It's politics and every single thing, you know? And not killing the culture.
Yeah, it is killing the culture.
You see? That killing the culture
make no
because you have, it's like, you got to pray some people to death.
And it sounds horrible to say.
Yeah, you got to brave yourself, be your hopes that they're dead while you're still alive.
So that means when they say they're walking around for 40 years in the wilderness, that's what takes place, because some people don't see you achieve and they, that's what you guys have said.
You see,
I understand.
It don't take rockets. You don't need no GCE to make this thing happen. You don't need no kotsu. You don't need no necktie. You don't need no fat neck. You don't need no swell ass.
They need entertainment.
Need none of them things in order to make this thing happen. You don't need no chauffeur. You don't need no briefcase. None of them things to make this thing happen. All they need to do is just give the power to the people.
Simple.
You see? Give the power to the people. And when I say give the power to the people, meaning the people that have the experience, the knowledge and understanding of how these different sectors work.
Partnership with them.
In particular music.
Give them
you
resources.
You have people who have nothing to nothing to do with the music, and
they're in
control. They say how this go. They say who and all these different things. They call the shots, basically.
Wow.
And so therefore, then too, you have a lot of them that only in it for the money. Only see the money gain.
You're all in it for the passion.
You know?
And they're in it for the money. So that can't work.
And when I say, don't get me wrong, because I ain't doing it for free neither.
No. You have to make some income.
But their intent
is just money.
Yeah.
Right.
I understand.
You know?
I understand. Where, and I know the listeners understand too where you're coming from.
So, like right now, for example, in a few weeks, we have Queen Ifrica, and I think Aline it is, doing a love Aline. Reggae show.
Yeah.
Right? We have a lot of reggae artists here in the Bahamas. We have sufficient. And we have who capable of being on
being
these
on
shows.
Being on the show yesterday. Right? Yes, yes.
But they would pay whoever for whoever.
Right.
That's their right. They're entitled to do that. But at the same time, them same people, they throw the rock and say, the Bohemian artist this, the Bohemian artist that, the Bohemian artist don't want to do this, the Bohemian artist don't want to do that. Just like most everybody else, you know why? Like, that's like when I hear people say, them Bohemian fellas, pray they don't want to work. Which is true.
Because people like...
Which is true. You have a lot of people that don't want to work. Not just Bohemians. Humans.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, not yeah. a part of every demographic. Yeah. But a lot of part what they don't talk about is the people underpaid.
Yes, that's why they don't
you
want
work. You want more slave? How much more slaving you want? Slave
and keep
slaving.
That's why a lot of people don't want work because they underpaid.
Put respect on it.
Yes.
You know?
The producer's saying we're going to have to take a break on Guiding Radio 96.9. Don't go away. We will be back after the break on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guiding Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guiding Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to GuardianTalkRadio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guiding Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guiding Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guiding Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guiding Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guiding Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guiding Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I represent Bohemian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Ghetto. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Dayton, bro.
Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Dayton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show, boy, don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason, reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only passion for a season, season. Cutlass, I go weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke.
All right, we're back on Inside the Inner City, Guiding Radio 96.9, and we're going to get some live performances for the audience. So, again?
Jatori, you don't know how to tingle, man.
All right, Farrington Road, Dayton, now he's the Market Street Boy, Grandstand Rasta. So, we're going to get a live performance from both of these artists in studios. And I want people to, you know, I want you guys really to start the week. I'm getting your concert together and waiting together and get some artists, man. I sure, when you come on this radio, there are people that are listening who would like to support you guys. See, you have to take the next big step. See, being on radio is very important. That's how I get my big jump, but I met a lot of people just by being on radio. You never know who's listening, yeah, who would want to support something like this, because you guys are making a lot of sense. So take this opportunity to try, get yourself together, and have y'all on a concert. And then as it grow, next year, and after next, you never know. But anyway, yeah, we're going to listen to this live performance from these two great artists in the studios. And we're going to let you not say judge it, because I know the music is wonderful, but we just want to show you that the talent is here. Guys write their own music, put their own beat together, and everything right here. So live on Guardian Radio. We get the rhythm?
Olea Selassie. Rastafari is the Almighty. We set the pace of things, you don't know. Anybody say they don't like Rasta, you know? They ain't positive, you know? If you don't like Scoochie, you don't like Maestro. For done them, tougher than them. Now beg no friend, no mix up, no blend. Straight to the end, Rastafari I defend. Real true king and a real true friend. Me rougher than them, tougher than them. Now beg no friend, no mix up, no blend. Straight to the end, Rastafari I defend. A real true king and a real listen up. Alright, when you see me in the streets and I'm walking, I say I have no time for skylarking, cause everything in my life is uplifting. I told you that I'm artist, now you say I'm gifted. But I can see these ghetto youth, their mind them drifting, like they could really use some uplifting. But I could see the player haters in a distance. I never ever show them sign of resistance. And at this time someone told Mr. Inner Mistress, I look on this and I could tell you this real quick. Well, there's a message in the music, we record it and give it back to the people, them applaud it. And look like them really want more of it. It's like that angel food that idols do. My shoe size can't fit, so get out my shoes. Well, keep your eye open and you might catch a clue.
My love to the world. And them.
Why you hear me?
Man!
Pull up, kids, to me again, that man!
Are you men with your life and living colors? Maestro, you ready?
Long time.
Oh, yeah, man.
Up and running! Scooty the dog on me, me never listen. Feeling every day, boy, someone end up missing. All the medivis and trust me intuition. Can't let my ego send me go to prison. Don't be a stubborn youth, best you listen. Obstacle will stay you far from your vision. Keep focused or it's a complete the mission. Think carefully before you make the wrong decision. My friend will be your own worst enemy. Remember trouble it come easy. How we say listen to me clearly. You better careful who your friends be. My friend don't be your own worst enemy. Remember trouble it come easy. Always say listen to me clearly. You better careful who your friends be. Gucci got all the truth, I gotta give them heart attack. Life over death, so you know them can counteract. Man a legendary, so you know we a patriot. Life is precious, so be careful we keep the block. But them a walk and I beat the block. I made a lay with the loaded Glock. Trick or treat, here come the crooked cop. Soon as I push by, I hear the man circle back. Cruising down the highway, out to flyway. Drop top, incoming call on the WhatsApp. What on a plan, figure set trap. My relief and over them death trap. That just a part of the fraction. Can't mind they speech, what's the action? Get a youth, we not take Logan and listen to the slogan. Don't be your own enemy. Hey.
Yeah, you hear me, the man?
Watch for the enemy.
Oh, you mean? Die your life in living colors.
You ready again, Barbas?
Two for two, Nasa. Listen up. All right. These politicians, yo, these politicians. All right, listen. Say these politician works, I get so appalling.
How you been?
Yo, listen, man. You guys talented, body though. And you ride the rhythm, and then you can see the expression, man. Listen, you know how much entertainment it is for the country? You guys, man, you guys get it. You understand? I sure everyone who's listening are there enjoying themselves about our behemoth talented artists here. Yeah. It's just crazy, eh? We have everything we need. Everything we need is in this country. And like you say, if they take us seriously, you know, and they push in the music industry, the tourism industry, you know, the maritime industry, there's no... Think about this. Or you got to call. I'm coming to you right now. The reason why we have 70,000 plus people don't have a bank account, it's because of reason. It's a reason we have over 100,000 people don't have, Bahamians don't have $1,000 in the bank. It's a reason why unemployment is over 45 to close to 50% in the country. It's a reason. And now we're going to take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hey, good night. What's happening, Scrooge?
Everything is good.
And to those Bahamian superstars and the priests, bless up.
Bless it.
Look here. You guys play that again, because I ain't there, man.
You want to play it back?
Listen, they did that. You guys play that back, buddy.
All right.
They ain't no Bahamians will sing that.
We have the talent. They can challenge anyone, man. They talented. Go ahead, Carl.
But Scrooge, if you know, from back in the day, the Bahamas was the musical face status when you talk about the T-Connections and all of them fellas and pretty blue eyes and now these young priests, you know what I mean?
Yes.
We always had it, you know. But you know what the problem is? We don't believe our, like, the radio DJs and all them don't believe in ourselves.
Yes.
Because if you go to Jamaica, you go to Trinidad, you go to Barbados, the only thing really playing on their radio stations and everywhere is their music.
See that?
So the young people that grow up only basically hearing their music. That's why they appreciate it. So Bahamians are not like that. Hmm. We want to be everybody else except our own. And you understand? And I really want to come in to preach them in there because that is awesome. Scoochie, you mind you get better one more time.
All right, bud. You guys want to do it again for the caller?
Yeah, man. I got something special for them.
You got something special?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Are we saving my show?
No, I do.
The next caller?
I would like to say the previous caller. Yeah. That was a live. That ain't recorded. Yeah. That what you heard was in just real time.
Real time.
Yeah.
Okay, we get the next caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Brown, and your guest.
Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening.
I want to make a comment on that statement you made about 100,000 Bahamians not having $1,000 in the bank.
Yes, sir.
Now, one time ago, I could understand that. But now, I can't understand it anymore because we're being taxed to death.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead, sir.
And this thing with the cashless system, it cannot work. They are going to create another underground system for money laundering. Because why? The average poor man is not going to go and put his money in the bank for the bank to take $25 off the top. And he only still left with $2.25. And then every time he used the card, it's a fee. Yeah.
25 cents or 50 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he might end up at the end of the day with $2.20.
Yes, sir.
So the average poor man is not going to use that. I don't know why they think that. Who is this cashless system benefiting? Because it's not benefiting us.
Mm.
And if the government can't see this, because, see, in their case, they got big money.
Yes, they could do it.
They can't walk around with their money, but the average small man,
we can.
He can walk around with his $250 in his pocket.
Yes, sir.
And he's not going to put it in the bank. The bank now charging you a maintenance fee.
Yes, that's
just
true.
Just to put your money in there. And that's every true. Time you take something out, they're charging you. When is this going to stop on us, man? Yeah. I heard one of the guys just say something about slavery. We back in slavery.
Yeah.
You can't have nothing. They don't want you to have anything now, it looks like.
Yes,
and I heard they're coming out now with a new tax in 2024 that they want 15% of your profit. When are we going to keep what we earn?
They also increasing national insurance in a year and all.
Well, national insurance, Mr. Scrooge, that irks me. You know why? Let me give you a case in point. I can let you go.
Go ahead, sir.
I didn't know national insurance was in real estate business.
What?
The Rodney A. Bain building. I would like to know who sold that, when it was sold, and who bought it.
Wow.
The next thing, the bank down here, Royal Bank, that is now empty, and that is National Insurance Bank. Who? Are they not supposed to be in real estate?
Wow.
And now they're going up on National Insurance again. And the people in the country, don't seem to bother them. I don't know why it bothers me.
Can't take the people's pension fund to go buy real estate. No money can't work. Not national insurance.
Now all they're going to do is say they got to go up. Who? Now, listen, you wouldn't want to know who all was involved
in
that $1 billion down there in town.
I see what you're saying.
And how much they paid for that and who all got their kickbacks. Because wow. We didn't even know that was sold.
Yes, sir. We didn't even know.
How could you do something that quietly in this country?
Wow. It's crazy.
With the people money. And now the only thing you could come up and say, oh, the pension low, you got to go up on it.
Wow.
How much was paid for that building? We should have an inquiry into that.
And that's the people money who hire people who looking for their benefits.
We should not. I'm going to be an activist for that because every time I get a chance to come on the radio,
yes, sir. Do your thing.
Talk about that.
Yes, sir. Do your thing. That's what you do. That's what inside the inner city about, you know?
Yeah, because we need to know who benefited from that building, from the sale of that building.
Definitely ain't us. It's a few.
And you wouldn't want to find out who benefited from that.
Yes, sir.
And all they do is wipe their mouth clean and go on home with all the money.
And leave us to pay the expenses.
Right. We got to now pay extra taxes.
Instead of we use that money to help promote our citizens with these. Like these great artists in the studios, we're doing foolishness. We're letting the money go in a few people's hands, you know?
Either the Bahamian people are not good at math, or they don't care.
$8 billion Yes, sir. Thank you,
Eric. This year is unbelievable when I think about how you can sell a whole building, then leave it vacant.
Yeah.
Don't care.
No maintenance, and then you go up to push it down a couple of them. I think they just using that the way to get the money of the treasury legally. I think these is meetings to get to get the treasury to buy something legally so that they could give a kung for it, then they just leave it there to rotten.
Yes. And they now expect us to just come up with the money again.
No, sir.
When they're doing foolishness. Somebody should go to jail.
Yes, I agree, sir.
If this was in America, somebody would have gone to jail.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Scooch. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The gentleman complimented you two guys on the wonderful job you're doing. So where are we going to go from here? You know, hearing all that, you know, because that's statistics. That's crazy, honorable. Imagine that. 70,000 people in this country. And guess what? That's only statistic. That's not the real number. When you have 70,000, that could be 120 or 130 people because everyone, they ain't do survey. So that's why anytime they say like 47% people unemployed in the country, right? Or more, I'd say more than that. So if you're saying like 100,000 people unemployed, I'd say but 200,000 people unemployed. You understand? Because we don't go around and count everybody and do survey with everybody. It's impossible, you know? And we don't know who all is in the country right now. But the thing is, we have the resources, natural resources. Natural resources is also you guys.
Yeah.
You see? We could talk about all the sand, salt, and aragonite and all that. There's no natural resources better than the individual themselves, the human being, and their talent speaks for themselves. And that's why we have to cultivate that. And you can imagine we have concert with you guys performing, and we have guests coming in the country. Along, just say, they're bringing in a lane, and they're bringing in this next thing. But we make sure you guys get paid, and you're on this thing. And you're promoting the Bahamas, you know, besides the other artists coming. But, you know, it's a Bahamian thing. But we, you know, you want to entertain, but that's what we're gonna have to. What are we gonna do? We have a next caller, then we're gonna get back to you guys. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Hi.
Hello.
Good night, Soji.
Good night. Good night.
How are you?
I'm fine, Mom.
This is your favorite caller.
I can hear
I'm
the voice.
Calling the boss tonight.
No, you don't boss. You don't boss. No, Mom. No, you ain't boss. You did a wonderful job. You did a wonderful job.
Well, I am calling to commend your guest.
Yes, ma'am.
They didn't. Excellent job. I don't really listen to reggae, but I had my music blaring in the car.
Hey, we can do the next one for you then. We just can do the next one for you to keep the car on.
I must say, you know, we have a lot of, we have excellent talent in this country.
Yes, ma'am.
I love Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bahamian concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And I could bet you $100 if those same gentlemen go in Jamaica, record that same music, and come back and sell it, they would be millionaires in a year's time.
It sounds good.
For some strange reason, we in this country believe foreign
is better.
It's always better, or foreign is correct. We refuse to pump the money or the resources into our own.
Yes, ma'am.
And every time I hear they bringing in Dextra or whatever the name
Dexter
is.
Dexter Dobbs and all that.
Vulgarity and everything. That sends, I mean,
yes,
it aches me. And to listen to Veronica Bishop. Oh, tell old lion here.
Yeah,
better come now.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's my favorite radio boy. I love that boy. Yeah. I love that. That's your favorite too?
My favorite song too.
That's my favorite, but I love that boy.
Wherever she performs that song.
Yes, ma'am.
I get up and I dance by
boy,
myself.
I love that song. And you see how she look like she all boss up, boy, yes. And she's singing that. She mean that all the expression, like you talk about Honor Rebel, but the expression, that's how she up to when she's singing that. She look like she drunk, and you come on with your hands swinging.
Yes, yes, it's correct. She puts her all in all.
Yeah,
she,
and that.
Her,
yeah, I love that.
That particular song.
Yes, ma'am.
But I want to, you know, tell the
your
guests in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't give up. Uh-huh. And I agree with you. We have Mario Moxie's father, his
Edmund Moxie.
He built the whole cultural center.
Edmund Moxie, that's his whole design.
Edmund
Moxie, one of the greatest minds in the history of the Bahamas, who saw the vision.
Thank you very much. And it stays vacant. You know, it's unoccupied. They just put it there.
We kill everything.
You know, I mean, we really have to get serious in this country. And every time I listen to that gentleman from the cruise port. Saying, but we need Bahamian artists.
You see?
And oh,
listen.
We need this and that. And there's no. No!
There
dog
is.
Dog closed down the King of Knights.
That's right.
Dog closed down Ronnie's Rebel Run.
Listen.
Your closed down. I can tell you.
Yes,
John Fiddle. On, the place on the Lions Club.
See?
Did they close down all of these?
And all this was entertainment sport for guys
all
like yourself. And you're always the biggest stars.
Fun, grown entertainment. Where you go there, everybody dance, have a good time.
Time and
no fight. The most you have is somebody mash your toe and you say, oh, sorry.
Because you're having so much fun listening to good music.
You know, and they close down all of these.
All
the
entertainment
my
sports.
My parents back in the day always talking about how the cat and the fiddles. We don't, mm-hmm. We don't even know where these buildings are.
Yes, ma'am.
So you know? I mean, it's like, come on, man. It's like very
that's why NASA's so boring.
Every time I, Sundays, Tuesdays, when the cruise ship's in and I drive into work and I see them downtown, I feel like, oh, Lord, I feel so sorry for yours. Nothing to do but just walk to that beach right there and walk back. That's it.
That's it.
Nothing for the guests.
And they're showing all these beautiful pictures about the Bahamas,
yeah.
But no entertainment.
Yeah, and it's boring.
I mean, you have all the talent.
For them too.
That beach is supposed to be loaded with guys like yourself and then
no,
these hotels.
No, not even that. On Tuesdays,
special nights,
the government could close Bay Street. Sundays, you close Bay Street. Huh? No traffic, no nothing. It's just
entertainment.
For the vendors. You have the little children in the schools. You have
concerts.
The theater band playing.
Yes.
You have the little youth choir. You have the police band, the defense force band, the prison band, the church band. Every band you can think about we have in this country. Huh? And the local artists and the vendors turn Bay Street into a Gombe festival. That
yes,
could be
ma'am.
All year round because the cruise ships
are there
all year round.
Yes, ma'am. You're so right.
You have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. No, man. I tell you, man, we as a nation, I don't know what's gotten into us as Bahamians,
yes,
but
ma'am.
I know Sir Randall Fox right now
just
rolling
in over the
grave.
Yes, ma'am.
To see that Bahamians have become so passive.
You see why I do what I do in my community, the community they reside in? That's why I setting up all this stuff.
Yes, man.
Yes, ma'am. You're so right, ma'am. Everything you're saying is the truth.
And I must give it to them. I mean, gents, y'all did an excellent job, man. I mean, I was in my car rocking.
Yeah, you could be rocking a little bit again.
And the thing about it, when I turned it up louder, I was able to understand. I say, boy, and they rhyming.
Yes.
And what they're saying is actually what's happening in everyday life.
Yes, yes. And they voice it like Rasta voice. He voice it every then Marshall coming. You know, that's a
yes,
combination.
I mean, y'all did an excellent job. I must give it to you.
Thank you very much.
Georgie, you did good.
It was not planned, by the way. Yeah. You know, it's just...
Yes, ma'am.
He has an experience.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Georgie, next week now, you need to bring in now some... the Rachel Scrape Lip Band or something.
Okay.
So you can bring somebody and keep it up.
Okay.
So hopefully those who are listening could get some ideas.
Yes.
And run with it. And try and do something with that cruise port, or
yes,
try to entertain the tourists.
Sadly, they don't want behemoths there, ma'am.
Beg your pardon?
They don't want behemoths there.
Well,
these things built for the people to come enjoy it, but not for behemoths to own it. And you just, if you're lucky enough, you'll get to work there.
But guess what? Guess what? Sitting down, reading a social studies book with my son, grade 5. Everybody talked bad about Mr. Simonet. I think it was Roland, Brent Simonet, Bob.
Roland Simonet, yes. And he
Everybody listened to speak bad about that gentleman. But guess what?
He helped so many people.
He coined tourism in this country.
That's who helped everyone, all artists.
He was the one who helped all the artists.
That's how serious life goes.
He was the one who helped all the artists.
Do your history check.
He coined tourism in this country.
Yes, that's true.
We were the leading forces in the Caribbean
when
it comes to tourism.
Everyone used to come down, on the government grant, perform on the government grant.
No, don't forget. We even had the Hotel Training College.
Yes.
That must be closed down now.
And I was a part of that.
Island
yes.
in the Caribbean.
Used to come here.
And including the Americas.
Nat King Cole sing here. Nat King Cole, Muhammad Ali being down, your Sugar
Ray
Leonard. Yes, everyone was there, ma'am. Thank you.
You know, and it's our own who's shutting us down.
Yes, ma'am. But I want to say you did a wonderful job, and thank you very much. You did a wonderful job.
But thank you for taking my call.
Of course, always.
And I wait patiently for your guest to perform one more time.
Definitely. We're going to take this next call, and then we're going to have them perform.
Okay, live performance. Then. Thank you.
No, thank you, ma'am. You did a wonderful job. You're always doing a wonderful job. And keep on calling then, because that's what the show all about. What's up with nice dialogue?
Okay, then.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take this next call. Go ahead, caller. Sorry for taking so long. You're on Inside Inner City.
Good evening, Scrooge.
Good evening, Sparky. Good night, Sparky.
Let me tell you something, Scrooge. If I say something this evening, I know you and your producer will cut me off.
Of course.
Because a lot of behaviors don't like hair truth, you know. Mm-hmm. Hello, Scrooge.
You talking?
Scrooge,
let me
know. I went down just now in a conversation.
So what that's supposed to mean?
A lot of mistruth, you know.
Huh?
But a lot of mistruth just now, you know.
About what?
See, you were just laughing at kind of, but let me tell you something.
Saki, if you come if you will take shots at people, I ain't into that because we ain't
into
that.
That.
If you get to a point where you could speak on you. We ain't going to
back. Me, you know.
All right, but speak then. Don't go.
Let me tell you something.
I don't go back and forth what the caller said. That is not concerning me.
No, we ain't going to.
That is not concerning me. I ain't like
to
have a good conversation. I don't.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Mr. Sir Roland Simnett, you know, they said he was also a rum runner.
Yes, sir.
You know about that?
Yes, sir. You think
he made a bunch of money when the time was
Sparky,
going on.
Sparky, everyone do illegal stuff in this country. There are many people who did it all. You did some illegal and all. I did some illegal also. Stop trying to come talk about people like we so good and we so this and that. All us did something wrong in our life. Police officers did something wrong.
You said you always talk about the things that you did wrong in your life.
Of course, because I'm a truthful person. I don't have nothing to hide.
And that's what I'm trying to say now.
So what's going to continue the conversation?
We got to stop. Talk about all them people who did all the other foolishness and what we're doing now.
See,
it's about what we can do now for our country.
That's why we have these guys in studios
to move our country forward now.
Let's go get to the story. You talking, but I ain't getting time to point no finger at nobody because all of us in our life have done something wrong. There are closet people out there who have done a lot of stuff wrong. And we try to point the finger at other people like our life so perfect. Yeah. The Christ tell you this. Only one man was perfect. All of us done sin. So we can't look at this one and say this and that. There are only exceptions, sins, like raping children. That's one. It's blaspheming against the father. They sins are unacceptable. Anything else? Murder and self-defense? I can live with that. If someone's trying to come kill you and you come kill them, but people who they're killing and raping children and raping women, I for that they didn't say, you know. But other than that, if you do any other stuff, eh, you can't talk and point the finger at nobody else. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Well, you know, people, I understand the level of discomfort with the people I'm facing being young and old enough mm-hmm. at the same time. Hearing people such as Sparky and many other elderly people who've been around and watched the country change from where it was to where it is now. Some would say better.
Some would most, say worse.
Yeah. Some would say worse, right? Now, moving forward, I'm a part now of a generation, what would we say, next in line, right? Plenty out of these youths them now, they ain't got no mommy, they ain't got no daddy, mm-hmm. plenty ain't got no granny. You know what I mean? They ain't got no guidance, you know? A lot of covering up of things of our real situations, like really dealing with the issue, right? Admitting that we have an issue. That been covering up for a long time.
Yes.
Like, you keep like getting on these same talk shows, and you have people saying, oh, 10% crime and crime down 4%, and then then later on, a WhatsApp on my phone, one fella for a murder, and he ain't over 20. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and now with social media and how fast information could travel, whether it's correct information or incorrect information, but a lot of things has been going on, and there's more access now for people to know what's going on. You know what I mean? And we keep playing this pass under the rug, like this ain't happening. It's mm-hmm. like you sweep in the house, and you get mats down, and you take the dirt, and you sweep it under the rug, and you say the place clean, because yeah. you can't see the dirt.
And
you put something to cover it up.
I'm pointing at somebody else.
You put something there to cover it up.
That's all
we
got for.
And you say, wait, what? That clean.
Like ice in it.
You know what I mean? That's what we need in general. We need all these rugs, them to come up off the floor.
General cleaning.
You know?
General cleaning.
Clean your whole doorstep first, man.
Yeah.
You see, like yeah. we so perfect on pointing the finger at other people. And I ain't saying this to him, but this our mentality. We could be doing wrong, but we see someone they're doing wrong. We won't judge them, but we doing wrong. Like this one said, let me give you a prime example. Call that company right now. Let me give you a prime example. We're having this conversation. So this guy is chatting on. We're having this conversation. They say, okay, the preacher that's preaching, right? But yet still, he's looking at the little girl to the preacher's pulpit. When little girl in a short skirt, where he is.
Yeah.
Oh, so he ain't sinning. I say, okay, you so perfect, right? I say I could be a talker, but how you know I'm masturbating when I go in my room?
Yeah.
So I ain't sinning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or yeah. I ain't talking with somebody. You know, we always want to take a speck at your own eye, because none of us perfect, and make your life better. You yeah. see? I take the speck at my eye, I know I made mistakes in life, and I try to correct myself and be the best person I can. But I can't go at no one and point unless it's something that I see right then and there that they did right there that I don't like. That's either raping a kid, or killing somebody innocently, or you know, doing some type of
yeah.
a folly yeah. that is not of human,
right.
you know,
right.
what a right thinking human would do. He says, "Then we can take this last call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City. Caller, still there?
Yeah, sorry to call back, but you're talking positive. I like how you just but I want to make a suggestion.
Go ahead, sir.
The Rastaman them and the real Rastaman them. I know the beat, what you was doing. I think I hear a bongo drum or something in there like that. It almost coming across as a reggae beat, right?
Yes.
But like you say, we're behemoths. We want to do our own thing. We want to express our own self.
you think you ought to consider calling that rhythm, coining that rhythm, Jumbe or Gumbe or something. We could play our own rhythm. We ain't got to go with the Jamaican, you know, because you got soca and calypso and all them things sound alike, but they come from different aspects or different genres. What y'all think with that? I go on that.
Okay. Okay, to the caller, first of all, that rhythm is not built by me or Jador. That was a rhythm that was sent to us by a Bohemian who has connection with a Jamaican, one of Red Rot.
With Red Rot,
exactly. You know, that
Hey, Jessica, where you come here from? Red Fox.
Yeah, Red Rot. Not Red Fox, Red Rot.
Red Rot. Oh, hey.
A me, she was, you see how cute. Yeah, that's so that was sent us, and so we decide to put lyrics to the track.
Wow, awesome.
You know, and that was a while back.
Wow.
And he have a song on it, and I have a song on it. So what you heard was a combination of him doing verses out of his song and me doing verses out of mine. We didn't come here and rehearse, being anywhere else and rehearse this today or plan that this what was going to happen, just being musicians, being experienced, and giving the people a part of what we do. Now, in terms of the sound and the instruments and all of that, I love rake and scrape to a point. And I could say publicly, anywhere, I love reggae music. The reggae music, the culture, the 1-2 drum, which is Naya Bingi, true Rastafari.
Yes.
You know, that's what I cling to more than any kind of music. And part of that is because I grew up hearing that. Now, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I didn't choose the music to play on the airwaves for my young ass to listen to, for me to fancy it, like the English people would say.
Yes.
You know, but I do different types of music, not just reggae in particular, but that's where my heart is, you know, that's where my soul is. And in a minute, I'm gonna give you a song.
Okay.
Right?
You're gonna get my job.
That you're not gonna hear rake and scrape. You're not going to hear any of that. I'm just going to solo on this one of my latest songs, by the way. It ain't been officially released as yet.
You get a sneak peek.
Yeah, but you're going to get a taste of what's going on, you know, around the country in general.
And this for all of us who believe we so perfect. Remember what Christ said when he was presented with a woman, and he said, who without sin cast the first stone? You know why none of them going to cast the first stone? Because each one of them has done something sinful that is breaking the covenant. All right? That's why none could have thrown the stone. So that's just to tell you. Okay? Always remember that. Always remember that. So don't go pointing your finger, There are some people who are wicked, wicked. Yeah, we know them. But you still can't cast the stone because you got to apply it to your life. If right. You're not perfect, you can't cast the stone. That's why Christ did that. No one threw a stone. So if Sparky, you are there listening, I can't. But the only thing I would always defend, raping children, I never defend that.
Right.
Killing somebody unnecessary, I never defend that. Raping somebody, I never defend that. All right? There are certain things, blasphemy, and I never defend that. There are things that are not in my vocabulary. You understand? Anything else, I think you can be forgiven for. Because everyone makes mistakes, you know. We have this next call, but Maestro's getting ready to perform, so we can take this call real quick. Mike, you want to take this real call? Caller, we have to take this real quick. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside
the
City.
You must know I am a little hurry, but I just wanted to put it in.
Go ahead.
You know, I listen, that's Maestro's song when it's played when you coming on. I always appreciate Maestro. The more you listen to it, the better it sounds. That's how I know he's a singer. But Maestro, y'all can do the dub wise too. And as far as I agree with you with the judging people, right? But you know the thing is, we all have our individual lives, and so the question is, like law enforcement officers and people who are sworn to uphold the law and do what they're supposed to do, their nefarious actions or their lies affects other people.
Yes.
So that's the only difference. My individual Simonet selling liquor didn't really. I mean, you know, that was his individual lie, but that didn't affect. That does by choice. So
that's
whatever,
right.
You get what I'm saying? An individual truth is different from when your truth or your lie affects someone else. If you're a public officer, you sworn to uphold the truth. Now, we know nobody's perfect, right?
Dead right.
But that's where the problem lies. All of us have our individual lies. But when your lie or your inactions affects other people's lives, then you have to give account. But just like the preacher, like you say, if he deceiving many, he'll pay more before the king.
That's right.
Maestro, bless up.
That's right.
Bless it.
Okay. We're getting ready to go live with Maestro in studio. We're going to hear this latest. And then we're going to have Honorable probably give us a little sneak peek or something too. Yeah. Okay. When you ready, Maestro? Original Bohemian. He's playing his instrument and all. What is this, Maestro?
This is one of my little toys.
The Stevie Wonder? Is Stevie Wonder type stuff?
I know about the Stevie part. But, them a hide the truth, but the guns a shoot. Serve and protect them, kill another youth. What is there to be said? Even if it justify it still, too much bloodshed still. Anxiety and our society. New normal, it's all a fallacy. Proof in the pudding, my friend. Them never know your world without end. Woy oy, woy oy, the city on fire, who gon' put it out? Sweet biscuit story they giving out. Hear them talk loud and proud, boy bingy man, I go follow them crowd. Woy oy.
We got comfortable.
Get comfortable. Yeah. I see y'all getting in the mood now. Yeah. Right, listen, this is a live performance now. Nah, this is going to be awesome. Listen, I like the combination. This sounds like Shaka Demons and Pliers, you know?
I got to put this in my lap.
Yes, man. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. This is awesome. Ready. This is awesome.
You know, I-69.
Yeah, yes. All right. You ready to roll?
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
What do you mean? Set it.
Them a hide the truth, now the guns a shoot. Serve and protect them, kill another youth. What is there to be said? Even if it justify it still, too much bloodshed still. Anxiety and our society. New normal, it's all a fallacy. Proof in the pudding, my friend. Them never know your world without end. Woy oy, woy oy. The city on fire, Uga put it out. Sweet biscuit story, they giving out. We hear them talk loud and proud, but bingy man, I go follow them crowd. Woy oy, woy oy. The city on fire, Uga put it out. Sweet biscuit story, they giving out. We hear them talk loud and proud. Bingy man, I go follow them. King Selassie, I live. Drink a cold glass of positive. Youths keep away from negative narratives. King Rastafari, guide and protect. Always want give thanks for life and all extended days. You have a strong youth to achieve your goals. See discipline and nourish heart and soul. The battle won't be won by those guns that you fire. Only from the people you inspire. Woy oy, woy oy. The city on fire, who gon' put it out? Sweet biscuit story, they giving out. We hear them talk loud and proud. Bingy, now go follow them. King Selassie, I live. Drink a cold glass of positive. You keep away from negative narrative. King Rastafari, guide and protect. Always once give thanks for life and all extended days. You have a strong youth to achieve your goal. See discipline and nourish heart and soul. The battle won't be won by all those guns that you fire, but from all the people you inspire.
Oy, 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 oy. The city on. Who gonna put it out? Sweet. Who gonna put it out, Scroogey?
Them giving out.
Hear them talk loud and proud, but Bingy Man like a follow them proud. Oy, 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 oy. The city on fire. Who gonna put it out? Sweet biscuit story, they give it out. We hear them talk loud and proud. Bingy Man like a follow them proud.
Yeah, yeah. Strength to strength, we say energy to energy. Self-serve judgment, no need to fight your enemies. Strength to strength, real energy to energy. Self-serve judgment, no need to fight. Listen, what goes up must come down. This is no circus now, no merry-go-round. Hail Rastafari, smile nowhere from. Equal rights and justice, we want it around. Man say rubber dub session, say watch it go down. Scoochie Allah smile, so him now with no frown. Tell them say what? Strength to strength, we say energy to energy. Self-serve judgment, no need to fight your enemy. Say strength to strength, well energy to energy. To self-serve judgment. Manage to make them know no man I go.
City. Yo, 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 yo.
Oh. What's up?
City on fire, who gonna put it out? Sweet biscuit story, they giving out. We hear them talk loud and proud, but Bingy Man naga follow them. King Selassie I live. Drink a cold glass of positive. Youths keep away from negative narratives. King Rastafari, guide and protect. Always once give thanks for life and all extended days. You have a strong youth to achieve your goals. See discipline and nourish heart and soul. The battle won't be won by those guns that you fire. Only from the people you inspire. Woy oy, woy oy. The city on fire. Who gonna put it out?
Yeah, man, how you mean? Listen up, I can take you all on my joyride right now, right fast, right? Listen, be proud to be Bohemian, yeah? Whatever genre of music you prefer, it's all about you and the message that you're putting out there. All right, but that being said, y'all listen up, yeah? NASA, I'm a born and me never switch. Yo, black as I am, I'm not bleaching this. Me tell them, push up your hand and if you're feeling this, me just slew the wizard and me slew the witch. Yeah, mother, I had this, so me publish this. From your dish, Rastafari, you must get punished. At the sun, sand, and sea, the tourists come for see. From Miami to New York to the Bahamas City, me say, big up yourself if you'll be amen and free. And love King Selassie is the Almighty, me say. NASA, I'm a born and me never switch. Yo, black as I am, I'm not bleaching this. Push up your hand and if you're feeling this, me just. NASA. You don't know. Stay positive, you know. Deal with your music, you know.
Listen, you guys are so talented. You got me, my spirit up, because if I'm to a concert, right?
Yeah, man.
And I'm a guest and I'm a human. Just now,
yeah.
I felt the music and I started singing like I was to karaoke, you know what I mean? And you guys are just talented. So that's what we need, man. This just is awesome. The talent is here in the country. We have to harness it. We have to, it is developed.
Yeah.
We just have to invest, you know. The entertainment has dropped dramatic in this country. That's why it's so boring. If you look around the country, it's boring, you know, everyone just going inside and stuff like that. If we create the tourism atmosphere, the Bohemian atmosphere again, you know. When I was a younger boy, I heard all the stories about Nat King Cole, Muhammad Ali reaching Sugar Ray Leonard, all of the great singers. They said if you didn't sing in Nassau, New Providence, you wouldn't sing nowhere in the world.
Yeah, we're one of the hardest public people in public to please.
Yes.
Our race, the Jamaicans, and us, if you can't please, if your stuff don't sound right, boy, we ain't my head. So you have to bring your music to that level where as it, you know? And that's that. I believe that's been part of the whole back with a lot of music not being prepared properly before it's presented to the people. But it's been long
time.
You know, we had the many greats though out there that did their recording professionally. Look what they had to do. They had to go to some foreign country,
land, yes.
You know, and then
Funky Nassau.
Right. And we have right out with this dude Compass Point.
Yes.
When that was up and running and still doing the same thing. I think it's still up and running, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They don't want us there, man. You know how it go. Like everything else, they don't want us there.
You know. But remember, the cornerstone that the builders reject will always become the head cornerstone.
Yes.
So when you overlook this for so long, it's the inevitable now. You know,
I think there's some things we could be done. You know, I think that if we get together, I just say a small something, I think we could try it. We could do a small concert on that government ground there. You know, we could set it up, or we could start the work on it. And we could ask the general public for assistance, you know. And my show, you talked about the fact that you have connections with some bear companies and et cetera.
I see you. One thing with you, you like hanging me in over.
Yeah, because this would be good. You know, you can imagine us having a concert right on the government ground with behemoth artists. And we're going to, you know, we could have like 10, 15 you guys performing. Yeah. We have, you know, as it go.
Yeah, man, we have enough artists to set up a solid venue for any event,
then
anywhere.
We could sell some, you know, start selling tickets, see if we can get about 5,000-10,000 people to come out. You know, it's a space at the park and it's perfect. That we need to do this. We need to do this.
Once we have this opportunity, let me go far to say for all the listening ears out there, whether home or abroad, right? If you know any musicians, available musicians, see, bass player, keyboard player, if you know any musicians or background vocalists who are interested in being a part of a band, just let them to hit me up, 809-3069. They could WhatsApp, you know, send the information. Send a clip of the self or whatever. Or we could just get together and do the thing and see how it best fit. But right now, as it stands, Scroogey, in terms of doing the concerts, I don't want to do no concert unless it's inclusive of a band. And for all of the artists, stage and lighting, the whole nine yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Full 100, so to speak. Because for too long, the presentation of the local acts or the Bohemian artists or us who here as being undermined or
by politics it's not a respectable
level. See, when you present the foreign act,
it's
you present him in a certain way, you package him,
exactly.
You know, what we don't do for ourselves don't be done. Like even in terms of being on certain shows, of course. They may be the ones that have more international recognition.
But this
right?
is the Bahamas.
I'm being more, no, not even it being the Bahamas part. The fact that, all right, they have more international
recognition,
right? So they're the headliners or whatever the show. But if you bring anyone, and I say this from my toe come up, any artist, I don't care.
Listen to me, good,
Scroogey. Right,
your toe come up.
I don't care if it's Beyonce, Jay-Z, who name it, whatever you name. Don't care how big they is out there on the international stage. Line them up with any two or one in the studio today. And the crowd response will be no different. No different. I've been places where people never hear me ever in their life, ever.
Where are some of the places you know, travel?
And they are the headliners, right? The headliners, like, okay, why they got you way down here? What's going on? How come you ain't, man, you should be headlining this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I then get that level of respect from some of the top artists out there right now to this day. You understand? And then watch some of the artists who, me and them, grow in the music. Mm-hmm. Like watching them, we started the same, but they now to another level than from where I am in terms of being out there.
I understand.
Pressure Bus Pipe is one of them.
I understand, yeah.
You know, watching the same time and watching his career take off from where it was to where it is now. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But it's just a matter of opportunity. We ain't looking really no handle, just the clearance to say, hey, we could do this.
You could do it. You could do it.
You got
you
the permission,
yes.
Permission to use whatever facility.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Of course, you know everything takes money. But like you say, I born ya. My passport blue, got a flamingo and a blue marlin on it.
Right.
I seen other people over years come here with no money. Just swag and drag.
And Ja Rule swing everybody.
Swag and drag. Like, hey, man, I ain't calling no name because I don't know the particulars of them things. Yeah, but I'm saying I could talk about some things what I know about.
Yeah, that was in the newspaper.
You know what I mean?
He got before the court.
I seen people come here, swag and drag,
mm-hmm.
and leave with the bike.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. Ah, Kelly. He got a bike.
You understand?
Many.
So he carry many other things too.
Yeah. But
you know what I mean? But, hey, it is what it is. I is the kind with real. And I say what I feel. Yeah. That's why it's up to stay low. You know?
Well, anyway, listen. You guys are just phenomenal, you know, and I show all the general public there. I really appreciate you guys, y'all talent. We have the talent in this country. We want entertainment. We have all the entertainers here in this country, you know. We have artists here. We just have to uplift our artists now because they're here, and we need to really, really pay attention to our music industry. You know, we need to get the cat and fiddle back. What the one name we used to go to on the beach? Peter's Drum Beat Club.
Drum Beat, yeah. I performed in there plenty times.
Wow. And you know.
Yeah, no,
that was the sport.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the sport. Yeah. I talking about, listen, the fire dances.
Yeah.
Man, listen, the limbo dances.
Yeah.
Listen, as kids, we used to be fascinated how that lady used to go down on her leg and go underneath the little stick. The stick must be 2 feet off the ground.
What I would like to do. Well, one of the things, if anybody, if people who looking to support or saying they in support of pushing young Bohemian artists or any Bohemian artists in particular or pushing the culture or these different things, see, for us, for me, it ain't just about the music. It's a lot of things wrap around within that.
Music
and
is
that's
harmony.
Being involved with what's going on in the community. Because in order for us to be able to move freely and do certain things and put on these different shows, we need a level of peace. You know, the people need to be able to feel safe.
That's right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to be worrying, but hey, I come to the show, I park my car, you know what I mean? Be on edge. Hey, I wonder if any gun or if this could happen or if that could happen. You know what I mean? I'd like to see, and we were doing it before, me and Chatara, going to all the parks and putting on shows on the parks for the people in the community.
Yes.
On a smaller scale, but we was doing it.
Right.
You know, and I'd like to see that happen
again.
On a yearly
basis,
whereas you have the different artists from different communities.
R&B,
today we in Bantan, tomorrow we in Camp Road, the next week or next week or next month we in Fox Hill.
With full security.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it shouldn't have to be, sadly enough, it shouldn't have to be full security when we all behemoths.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why the music is so important.
What we securing for, like, I know some people, they can't go certain places because what they done. Some because of what they family do, and it's just
so
by affiliation. That ain't me. But I go everywhere.
That's right. So
every corner, every ghetto, everywhere where they say you can't go or you shouldn't go, you know what I mean? And I 100% safe. I don't have to look over my back or feel afraid or nothing.
Those who do those kind of stuff shouldn't be allowed to come over because they know they're a problem to themselves and a danger to themselves. So they should stay low and don't try to have fun like how we're going to have fun. They do. They have some other fun. Yes, they should
live with people. But why that is, why it's important, I feel, is because it gives some of the youths them
a career.
Right?
It's a career. Like
some kind of motivation.
It's a career.
That, hey, maybe it could be me.
I could do this.
That's
too.
Right.
You know?
You know?
So, and you never know. And I have already experienced that already.
Yeah.
Where I see one youth in particular, or Father Street, I think he's doing gospel rap or something like that now.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw him win an award with another international gospel artist. You know what I mean? And he doing some good stuff. And he was one of them, I remember, who used to come on the park and sit down and watch his perform.
Well, look at legendary Cooling Waters.
You know?
When we used to listen to Cooling Waters, you know, they you could swear they were foreigners, but they are Bohemian.
They're Bohemians.
And they sound like, ain't much gospel singers as bad as the Cooling Waters.
Yeah.
You could forget about it.
Yeah.
I used to listen to these guys when I was young, and I couldn't believe it. Yeah. So the talent is here. But anyway, we out of time, but we got to get one more lyrics with you guys. That lady want to hear the song again. Want to get some little... Y'all can't get a little spice of the last set, but before we go, man, do something for us.
Run the rhythm, producer.
Hear something before we go, okay? We're getting ready to close out, so we just want to give you, the listening audience, a taste of some of our good Bahamian music from producers, writers, and great artists. And I hope that we continue to have them come on like every 6 months or so. And then I hope I keep on encouraging them that let's get this concert together. So we're gonna take steps, but we're going to work on this.
Yeah, man. Next time we'll have some music so we can sing for the Bahamian ladies. We got to bring
what's up
back.
That? Some bring, for the ladies?
Yeah, bring her back some R&B? Culture, you know? Yeah, some reggae culture,
okay.
R&B.
Okay,
music,
okay.
You know? Sing for you ladies, you know?
Okay.
We don't want casting a fight on the radio, right? But bring her back from some of these ball like I said. Yeah. It's culture in the mind, you know what I mean? To win some back. So we'll have some music to serenade
the. So I'm going to close to the show now, but we're going to let the music finish the show. So yeah, I'm going to say, my name is Valentino Brown. It's a pleasure to listen to have each and every one of you listen to us on Guiding Radio 96.9. We'll be on every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. We're here to entertain. We'd like to say to all the listeners, this is a show for us to move headways. We're learning a lot of stuff that's happening in the country, but we also want people who are doing great work, like the two honorables in the studios today. And many any other person who has, like, doing a project or has to be doing something good in their community, the show is for you to come on and express yourself. And to all the callers, you did a wonderful job. Sparky, stop pointing the fingers at other people. You need to point the finger at yourself, because all of us, like Jesus Christ said, who without sin cast the first stone? And no one could cast the first stone. You understand? Okay, so we're going to let you guys take over the show. Okay? See you next week on Guiding Radio 96.9. This is Maestro. And again?
Yaman Jatora.
Jatora from Fountain Road.
Yaman.
Bintan and Grandstand.
I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas. Big up Bintan, bro. Boy, I from Bintan, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you definitely find smoke. Bintan, bro. Boy, I from Bintan, bro. You hear me? But right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkerson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. Seem like the one they're coming after quick to disrespect. You see, life in the ghetto never easy. Too many hungry days break till it grieves me. But I doing the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent.
Yeah,
I from Nassau, bigger.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas. Big up Bintan, bro. Boy, I from Bintan, bro.